Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Identity theft is not just a problem of the digital age. Jeffrey Fortin, assistant professor of history at Emmanuel College, chronicles a historical incident of high-profile identity theft.
Identity theft looms over modern Americans' busy cloud-based lives that leave us susceptible to hacked bank accounts and stolen passwords. But did you know that identity theft has been a problem since the founding of the United States? As I began to research the life of Paul Cuffey, early 19th century's wealthiest black sea captain, entrepreneur, and philanthropist, I came across an all-too-familiar tale of identity theft buried in his correspondent's house in New Bedford, Massachusetts. News spread slowly in 1816, allowing a man to travel relatively undetected from Boston to Philadelphia, claiming to be Paul Cuffey and sometimes his son, so he could take out loans and credit. He even used Cuffey's good name to gain an apprenticeship with merchant Ira Potter in Albany, New York, which ended 1 month later when the imposter stole his master's horse. The imposter threatened Cuffey's reputation. Newspapers around the Atlantic chronicled Paul Cuffey's propensity to loan friends money and donate funds to build schools for needy children. If he were alive today, TMZ would follow Cuffey looking for dirt on the celebrity, but they would only find a good man and not a horse thief. Authorities caught up with the imposter in York, Pennsylvania before he could irreparably damage the captain's reputation. The man gave authorities several aliases and was jailed, although not for the 1,000 years Cuffey desired. Cuffey stood as a beacon to what free blacks could achieve, but what would the public think when they learned of this con man? Cuffey vented to a longtime friend, stating, "Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing," potent words that we should all heed today. He was not troubled by the blow to his personal finances. Rather, he worried that the scoundrel's behavior would sully Americans' views of free blacks. It was his duty, Paul Cuffey believed, to change that by representing his African brethren throughout the Atlantic world as a sober, trustworthy Quaker, not the crook who tried to usurp his good name.
That was Jeffrey Fortin of Emmanuel College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Ooh, it leaves you bereft. Ooh, identity theft. I may be wrong.